Are going to talk today about MySQL 8 and MariaDB 10.10. Original talk says 10.11, but I wanted to make sure we're sticking to the latest GA or stable version, so it had to go down a bit. Well, and let me start by congratulating MariaDB team with MariaDB Corporation going public. In particular, Monty, congrats to driving two very impactful open source database companies to exit. That's, you know, quite an achievement. I think few people in the universe have that.
Just one step on the road.
Yeah. Well, so what are we going to talk about? First, I think which we need to recognize, where MariaDB and MySQL started from the same roots, right? We have diverged substantially, right? So I think it was interesting when on the previous talk, Jean-Francois was talking about upstream, right? I was thinking, hey, you know what? Does MariaDB really considers MySQL upstream at this point? Or not quite, right, in this case. And I think there is enough diversity, right, what this is our kind of, you know, ancestors. Maybe, you know, like monkeys for humans, you know, something of this regard. Now, in this case, like I am trying to be fair the best way I can, right, which for me always means offends everybody equally. Right, so you know, if Monty is not screaming at me saying you are fucking moron, Peter, that is not how it is, then probably I'm not doing my job properly.
Never said that ever.
No. But you. Oh, you see, yes. Of course. You always do everything with love in your heart, right? And you don't use bad words as I do. That is wonderful. So let's talk about development model first. Obviously, MySQL is developed by the Oracle corporations. We can see what the contributions are accepted, but I wouldn't say they're encouraged in the same way as MariaDB does. And we also have open source, as I would say, like a dropship open source, right? We have those releases coming, but we do not really have a tree where all their developers' changes, right, happen. As we can see. That, I think, can be particularly problematic, for example, for security bugs, where it can be hard to track, like, what exactly change fixes that particular issue, right, which is different from MariaDB, which has a server released by MariaDB Foundation, though there is a lot of work, right, for actual new features done by MariaDB corporations, though foundations ensure what the contributions are encouraged and developers really done in the public, right, as I would say, true open source project. One thing I wanted to point out, which I think is interesting, is also changes from the Oracle side, right? For years, I've been actually defender of Oracle in regards saying, hey, you know what, besides all this kind of stuff that Oracle is looking to kill MySQL, they have actually been doing a pretty good job in releasing majority features of the open source, and the proprietary enterprise features have been kind of well isolated, abstracted through API, and it was relatively easy for companies, well, especially like Percona, to implement the equivalent. Now things have been changed in the last couple of years, right? We can see what everybody knows this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like we can see what Larry actually discovered, what the MySQL exists in the last couple of years, right? And he only seems to care about the MySQL as a heat wave, because we all know heat wave is supposed to melt snowflake, right? We can see a lot of focus getting on this Snowflake development, which is sort of a cloud-only and, of course, you know, proprietary version of MySQL. So far, it is only analytic extension, right? But I think it's all questions to us, hey, could there well be some other critical features which will be only proprietary, right? Maybe Oracle somewhere in the belly is developing something like transparent sharding for MySQL, maybe that is going to be proprietary first, right? So that is, I think, a question what a lot of people in MySQL community are asking. Now, with MariaDB, I think what is interesting compared to like a MySQL is there are actually two companies, MariaDB, well, two entities, probably better word, MariaDB Foundation and MariaDB Corporation, right? That is the latest mission, which has just grabbed